podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. I am your host, Zach Never Says Noe Towers.
Whoa. I'm Kelsey Double D Brains Dara.
Double D Brains?
Yeah.
What's that?
Not Double D Breasts, but Double D Brains.
Oh, because I don't have either, to
you
be honest.
Big old titties in your brains.
I have...
It's 7:30 in the morning.
Imagining my brain with a thong on now and like huge tits. Yeah, it's 7:30 in the morning. Why is it 7:30 in the morning?
Because I'm leaving for a gay cruise.
Lucky.
And you just got back from a ski trip.
Yeah, I did.
And we're fucking jet setters.
Dog, we're almost to our detriment. Almost to like it's fucking up our schedules.
You look so cute though.
I am in, first of all, it's got to be these crispy new cameras. If you're not on youtube.com/KelseyDara.
I mean.
We're 4K. We're live. We are so crispy. Zach abused me until I changed cameras for this podcast so we could cut up cute TikToks. But I'm also wearing a bear onesie.
With ears and all.
And he has little Santa hats on him.
You're almost a furry right now.
Ooh, a hot. I would try that once before I die.
Okay.
Your eyes just lit up in a way that scares me.
Well, because I think I've told you this before, my brother was a furry. And so when we had like the family computer, it was very crazy to stumble upon any sort of furry pornography.
I love, though, that like someone gets off just by like good materials.
Oh, like
maybe it's not even like the animalistic nature about it. It's just like they want to be cozy.
You think furries are doing it for like the comfort aspect?
Yes.
Like the plush? Like,
yes.
I am a stuffed animal.
Honestly, like they're like, I get a full sweater. I don't have to look at anyone. I don't have to engage.
I would definitely, it would be fun to be a furry in like a cold climate.
Mm.
Like
Alaskan furries?
Yes.
Comment below. Are you doing it for the climate? what's up, Zachary?
Haunted.
Housekeeping. We have a live show. I think our live show is in like less than a week when this episode comes out.
That is so crazy.
Guys, Chaos and Kisses tour. We're coming to New York City and Philly. And honestly, New York, I know it's going to be fine. I'm worried we're not going to sell out Philly.
Okay, so we need people who were going to go to the New York show to travel to Philly.
Hop on the train with us.
There's this cute boy. He and his boyfriend came to see me do stand up in Phoenix. And he was like, what?
Are they going all the way to Philly?
Well, no, but he was like, I really wish I could throw caution to the wind and do it. I'm like,
do it. Wait, he would travel from Phoenix?
Well, my friend Amy Scott, who also listens to the pod, she's in Indianapolis and she's been flirting with it too.
What? Do I just not know where Philly is? That feels insane.
Philly to me is also in New York. If that makes any sense.
Everyone's coming to the Eagles.
Here are the cities that are also in New York for me.
Okay.
Boston.
No.
Boston, Philly. There's another one.
Chicago.
No,
Chicago's in
definitely
New York
not
for
in
me.
New York. But Boston and Philly are also in New York.
I've never felt smarter.
I'm just like, okay, because in my head, I'm like, I'm going to New York. Like, I can walk to Philly. Like, I can get an Uber to Philly. That's how
I think you could.
Oh, well, that's crazy. Well, yeah. DC's also in New York.
DC's also in New York. I agree with that one. Hard agree.
Because there's all these people who, like, I think they take, like, three-hour trains every day or something.
Yes, and we think it's normal.
That's crazy.
We also, my best friend Lacey, shout out to the pod, friend of the pod. Her parents would put her on a subway in the morning train when she was, like, 8. And be like, she's going into the city for school every day. And this was a normal thing children did.
That is crazy. That's like that show where they sent the little Japanese kids on errands.
I think you've told me about this show. And I have been dying to watch it. And it's on my to watch
list.
Like,
it's like peak society I want to live in. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, I can send my toddler to do my dirty work while I'm at work.
Japan does that.
Yeah.
For a living, they do that.
I would have my kid go like slash tires and stuff.
All your exes?
Because you're not going to like suspect a toddler.
Whose tires do you
need to
slash?
That's none of your business, Kelsey. That's none of, we're not that close yet.
The idea that you just watched me pee fully naked in fully a onesie naked. Like 5 seconds ago and us not being close enough for me to come help slash tires.
For my fictional toddler to slash fictional tires.
What I'm hearing is you don't trust me with your fictional child. Wow, that's going to be an episode for later, maybe in therapy.
You'd be such a good mom.
Followed up with the most sincere comment.
The kid is the ultimate craft project.
DIY queen. I literally did it myself.
We should do a TikTok series of like DIY babies where we're like,
I'm literally following my egg journey. What do you mean?
I know, but it's more like raising a kid on a budget.
Oh,
you know, like
holiday craft season. What are we doing with it?
How do we use our baby for Easter?
How do we get him to go slash our ex's tires?
Yes.
LOL. Come to our live show. Yeah, come to our Instagram.com.
My only housekeeping. You know what else? So my dream for this podcast eventually is that we don't talk about anything important and that we just.
I love that you think about that we talk about.
Well,
things
that we like.
Right,
we do try to teach the people.
We do teach.
And I don't like that part of it.
That's why we have this button.
Don't Google it. I know I'm a wreck, but I ultimately want to just sit around and talk with you
and fuck all the way off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because also this is the mistake. Someone made a comment in the review, 5 stars. Housekeeping's my favorite part. I wish they would just do housekeeping.
Oh, and you're going to attach your personality to that one comment.
Yes. Isn't that life? God. You like see what you want and you're like, that's me.
Honestly, what I feel like that's a lot of podcasts.
I know.
I'm excited to get to
a lot of successful podcasts.
This included. I do think the majority of it is us fucking all the way off. Because even when we talk about educational things in the second half of the podcast, we're injecting our personal lives.
Also.
What? Don't point at me like that.
I agree. Oh my God. You know
what's
so funny?
Stop pointing at me.
I was at a meeting yesterday and someone pointed at me and I went, how's it feel?
You pointed back.
Yes. It was so bizarre for them to do this.
I've never had someone point at me.
Yeah, it's crazy.
In my life, I've never had someone go,
and if you do that, our toddlers are coming for your tires. Period.
I would rather you shift a hand in my direction, an open palm.
I'd rather you finger me lightly than finger me directly.
This is so funny. Good. Oh. We need to record at 7:30 more often. My Adderall's like just ramping up. I'm sipping this fucking pistachio latte.
Pistachio?
Bitch, yeah, you fucked up with an espresso.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Know who she is.
Healthy girly.
A handful of pistachios.
In LA, that would be it. It'd be like nut water with like with like a little bit of like caffeine.
How is there like liquid death, but there is no nut water? There's got to be nut milk.
Actually, if I ever created, like, have you ever thought of what would your line be? Like, your would it be cosmetics? Would it be painkillers?
Every day of my life.
What do you have a dream one?
MLK just day passed, so I'm not gonna make that joke if I have a dream. But I do have a dream of one day cozy clothes for people in chronic pain, like panic pants.
Oh my
pain pants.
God.
Yeah, we're gonna make it happen.
Maybe that you can charge and turn the temperature of.
You plug in your pain pants?
Yeah, like when you're not wearing them.
All right, you're hired. What's yours?
Yes! I thought it'd be funny, like Zach's nut juice. And it's like, also for people in chronic pain. But it is.
I almost choked to death.
Because I think if you do it right, the product doesn't even need to be that good. I'm sure yours will be great. But like, if you could go to the store and it's like Zach's pistachio nut juice, Leo's butthole straight to the camera.
We're in 4K, baby. My cat just jumped up on Zach and he's in both cameras now, both angles, and his butthole is just denied death. This is what you asked for.
I love that.
That's a TikTok. Okay, so other than Zach's nut juice, pistachio nut juice, any other housekeeping? What's up?
Oh, I'm leaving for a gay cruise.
That's right. Which so aptly ties into our episode theme today.
For sure. Although it almost doesn't count because it's like, wait, do we say what the episode title is?
Yeah, they already saw it.
Oh, fuck. Damn it. It's vacation
hookups.
But it's so funny because like the cruise is like a floating hookup.
Oh,
if you want it to be.
And a floating STD.
Yeah.
Except gay men are the best at taking their prep and shit. So actually, I take that back. I'm sorry.
So my prep journey, and for those of you who don't know, prep is a daily pill that you take to
prevent
acquiring HIV.
Yeah.
As if it's an asset. I'm going to talk to my investment banker about acquiring some HIV.
It's sold on the market. It was acquired by Big AIDS.
Not Big AIDS.
Who else would buy HIV? We're getting canceled.
I know. Who would have thought you would make an AIDS joke?
Me.
I'm not normally on it because I don't have a lot of anal.
Except for this year.
Except the 2023, honey.
Well, you're about to go on a gay cruise?
Yes, I am. And so my prep journey is, I don't normally take it. I don't take it every day because I don't have anal sex. But there's a version of prep where you take two pills.
Yes, you've talked about this on the podcast.
Well, no, that's different. That's DoxyPep. That's
oh my for God. STIs. I'm so sorry. I jumped.
I know. I'm used to it.
I'm used to it.
Now that I have a camera to spike, you're over, bitch.
Straight into the lens.
You take two to 24 hours before your first anal encounter, and then one a day until 2 days after your last anal encounter.
Whoa.
So I'm on prep for the cruise.
I'm sorry. Anal encounters? Why are we not talking about that?
Zach's nut juice and anal encounters.
How do we get our Zach's pistachio nut juice? With anal encounters. Come to our farm down on
milk nuts all day.
But your farm is on a gay cruise. Isn't a gay cruise a farm?
I mean, there's a lot of pigs.
Ooh.
There's a lot of bears, honey.
Bears on a farm.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Are they not on farms? Don't Google it. Don't Google it. Oh, but all this to say, one of my favorite porn stars.
There it is.
Who has come to see me do stand up. He's been like a fan and friend for a long time. We might have anal sex tonight because he's in Miami and I'm going to be in Miami and I have a hotel tonight.
I'm sorry. You talked for 20 fucking minutes without mentioning that you might fuck a corn star tonight.
Did you know I've also fucked another corn star? Kelsey, this is like, should I even say it now? Yeah. It's like the big, the like 6'4" daddy corn star that like has been, he's sponsored so many of my orgasms via film, lived two streets over from me. And we met at Pride. And then I came over.
Oh, yeah.
We started to hook up. His D was so big that I got scared. I topped him. It's too much information.
We apparently aren't that fucking close, Zachary Noe Towers, because the fact that I am just finding this out.
Isn't that, I will show you pictures of this man. He's giant.
Were you sober?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is like 3 years ago.
So of course, because he's a corn star, he's like, yeah, top me. I don't give a fuck.
Oh yeah. He was very loosey goosey.
Yeah, he was.
Well, and the thing is, I couldn't even give him a satisfactory beige because his dingling, his thing was so big.
Or is he just also always getting his D sucked? Or is it like he leaves his work at
Oh,
at
that's
work?
Interesting. He takes off his home. Top hat.
Yeah. We just had two like mind-blowing funny puns and we didn't like, we were just so quick.
We're
couldn't
just naturally
even...
funny.
God. If you're not coming to Philly, fuck you. Fuck you.
I might, literally. Okay, any housekeeping for you?
Who cares? You fucked a corn star. You topped a corn star.
Oh my God, I did. And we still text sometimes.
Ooh, okay.
He's in Palm Springs now, though.
I need you to, tonight, for your corn star experience, remember every detail, because our next episode is going to be fucking a corn star. And when you're gone, I'm going to also try to get one under my belt.
We don't try. We do.
First of all, I thought you were going to be like, we don't talk about people like they're just bodies to acquire.
No, we do that.
Oh, and I did my like TikTok body year in review count. Someone commented like, it's not cool to refer to people as bodies.
I want to give a hearty fuck you to most people on the internet right now.
And I wanted to reply like, well, it's better than sloppy holes. Like, which one do you want me to use? I'm terrible. You guys, I just came back from a ski trip. I went, this was a big deal. Okay, we're taking the pod to an emotional place. Zach said, no, please don't.
No, I just said I don't want to talk about important things.
Serious. No, I'll be light with it. I've had agoraphobia for a long time, and this ski trip was a solo ski trip. Mm. I was really scared about it because I've notoriously came home early from trips because I've been like anxious.
Is it fear of new places or outdoor places?
Just open places that aren't my safe space.
Whoa.
Yeah. So like, remember when I couldn't even like get in your car and that we would like drive to go get a smash burger and I was like panicking the whole time?
Yeah, I remember. And also not getting in trunks.
Oh yeah.
You would never get in my trunk.
Well, that's I think most people.
Oh, I just remember the moment you were like, will you come downstairs while I get in my trunk?
Yes, that was when I was doing exposure therapy. You're the only person who likes my cats as much as I do.
Oh my God, yeah. Well, I feel really bad for Larry all the time, but
we'll talk off camera. Okay, so I did my big ski trip, and this was a very big deal to go on my own to a mountain town, which is like notoriously claustrophobic for me because big mountains, small roads, nighttime. Zachary, I had the best fucking time.
From start to finish.
From start to finish. No anxiety on the plane. Drove up a mountain. I had to rent a car at like 11 p.m. by myself. I got a big ass SUV. Uh-huh. I drove it up a mountain in the dark by myself for 40 minutes.
Had you been here before?
No, not to this part. I've been on the other side of the mountain.
Okay.
Blasting Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Acting like I was on a girls' trip with myself in a quaint, completely remote, isolated Airbnb, which normally would freak me out being alone.
Okay.
Got my car stuck in the snow as the sun was setting one night, the second night I was there, by myself. We got snowed so much that I literally got stuck in the snow and was digging out my tires for an hour. And I was like, well, I live in the woods now, bitch.
Yeah, I was going to say no.
And then two very nice young men. Not my type, unfortunately.
Damn it. I was like, this is the porn.
This is when you would have gone, yeah. I want to fuck a mountain beard guy. It's just not my type. Mountain dudes are like, ski bums are a specific type that aren't for me.
Wait. Ski bums? Okay, I'm picturing the iconic like 80s like douchey guy. With,
no,
like, the
not
puff
at all. Oh, okay, like a fucking...
like Aspen.
Oh, bitch, I would sit on both their faces at the same time. I'd grow two pussies to sit on their faces.
And these guys were, you said ski bums?
Like weed, long beard, like
almost
listening.
Like surfer, but make it snow?
But make it snow.
Okay.
They pulled over and got their snowblower out, blew the snow for me, still couldn't get out. A plow came by, I still couldn't get out. So they hooked me up to their tow, like they literally tied a rope to my huge SUV.
The two guys?
Yes, and pulled me out of the snow. And then I ended up buying them pizzas. And then one of them ended up being like the founder of some like soda, kombucha, Urbamate company and like gave me his products. And now I think he's going to help sponsor the retreat.
Wow.
Like, could not have been a more perfect ending. Then the next day, I skied from like 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. every single day. The next day, I was on my first chairlift talking to three dudes, and I was like, I don't know this mountain. Do you mind if I like follow you guys around a bit? And they
not the pause to fart. You better, okay, I know you are editing right now, but you better edit a fart sound in.
Oh, so they can hear it. Okay, it's because I'm having my coffee and I'm gone.
Don't blame it on Starbucks.
Just don't breathe in. Talk to three nice guys. One of them is a photographer who does like action photos and like took good pictures of me skiing all day. I had lunch with them. They played Catan. Like, they were the fucking homies. One of them was super cute and had a huge fucking crush on me. And he was
a huge fucking dick.
Oh, I wish. He was a firefighter. Yeah. A skiing firefighter paramedic. Hot.
Up in the snow where he knows he won't have to work.
Well.
Where he knows there ain't going to be no fires.
Oh. I was like, what do you mean paramedics, like, can go anywhere?
No, firefighter.
Yeah. But. It was just like, and then the last day I was there, a buddy from LA happened to just randomly be there for the day and we skied together. Like, it was such a perfect trip, minus one big thing.
When I texted you?
When did you text me?
I'm kidding.
Oh. Imagine I said that. How hurtful. Like,
when you
fucking
yeah, threw off the vibes.
Out. No. I had a career, like not even a career, a life-ending fall. The first day.
Don't tell me this.
Oh my God,
as a
Zachary,
worried mother.
Zachary, I was alone you on the in the woods, up in trees, like at the, it's called the summit. That's what like run I was on. I was in such a good mood. I was blasting fucking like, bump it, bump it, bump, fuck that thing. It'll be, bump, 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 bump.
Okay.
That song.
Was that, okay. Didn't start as that song, I don't
Your
think.
Your facial expressions was a journey to
I thought
watch.
It was like a Limp Bizkit song at first. And it was like,
ew, you think I know any Limp Bizkit song?
Yeah, Florida girl.
Ooh,
I do.
Drag me. Okay, you're right. I was going down, for anyone who knows, like double black. It was a double black into a blue. And the blue, I thought I was on the blue part. And like, it was a whiteout. So that means it was snowing so much that you can't really like see in front of you. And that can be fun when it's powdery and you know the mountain. I didn't know the mountain. I was fucking bombing it down the top of this run. And it turned into the double black all of a sudden. So my skis went straight into a bump of snow, like a huge mogul is what it's called. And my skis went in and my body left my skis.
Oh my God.
I folded in half. So I immediately landed on my head. I heard my spine and my neck snap. And I'm not kidding you, Zachary.
You're like, I'm paralyzed.
Like, you know, when they say like your life flashes before your eyes or like time stopped. Time stopped when I was upside down and I was like, this is where I'm paralyzed. Like I heard the noise and I was like, I'm paralyzed. This is it. Like, this is the snap that breaks my back. And I like landed and all I hear from the chairlift is like, oh my God, are you okay? Oh, like people are like, oh, my skis are across the mountain. My poles are gone. I was probably like 30 yards away from my skis by the time I like fell and like landed. And it was just the fall was so on a steep incline, like it took the breath out of me.
Of course.
And like all these people like skied over to me and were like, are you, oh my God. And like one like snowboarder bro was like, that was fucking awesome to watch, are you okay? Another person was like, dude, you folded in half.
Okay, fuck those two guys, actually.
And, like, I was in shock, and, like, I could only laugh because otherwise I was sobbing.
Of course.
I was just like, hi, I'm fine. I think I need new goggles. Like, couldn't, like.
But did you immediately go, like, oh, I can feel my limbs?
Yes, I, like, stopped, and I, like, took a pause and just, like, wiggled everything and was like, okay.
What were the snaps?
Free chiropractic adjustment.
No!
Yes, like, I truly got up, and immediately everything was hurting, but I was like, okay. Was that just a bone boink? And I skied just for like the half of the day.
What day was this?
The first day I was there.
Kelsey.
I know. But that was a sign like, hey, you dumb cunt. You don't got to do that. You don't got to ski like it. Who are you trying to prove that you're a semi-pro to? So for the rest of the days, I just had funsies instead of like hard. But
Deathsies.
Like, remember when I was... instead of deathies. Remember when I was on the toilet earlier and I was like, I'm so sore that I can't like.
Yeah, you couldn't even pee. I had to coax the pee out of her.
Hey, come on. And it.
The pee scratches me.
Oh my God. The pee. The pain from my like neck and lower back still is just like.
It must have been, I guarantee you,
whiplash.
You woke up the next day. It was extraordinary pain.
I said, I'm either going to wake up and I'm going to probably fly home because it's so bad,
yeah.
Or I'm going to be okay enough to like.
And you were okay enough.
And I was chewing Tylenol. So I was eating so much Tylenol. I had diarrhea the whole trip.
Good for you.
And then I met these like fine ass guys. And in my head, I was literally like, first of all, I don't want to use this trip for dick. This is for me. This is a girl's trip, baby.
Never said it one day in my life.
I know. I have to read you the text you sent me because it was just so cute, like after we finished skiing the whole day.
Wait, are we going to go into the meat and potatoes of this after the break?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He said, hopefully you rested well last night. Thank you again for your energy yesterday. You are an absolute vibe and beautiful as hell. You made my day.
Wait. Which of the men were
firefighter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Starting a fire down here.
Ooh, in the snow, baby. But listen, if you want to talk about vacation hookups, baby, we're going to do it right after this break. The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey. Vacation hookups.
They happen to the best of
us. They are, in my opinion, the most fun way to find out a little bit more about yourself.
Oh my God, that's a beautiful, put that on a fucking piece of wood and hang it over my fireplace.
Do you have a fireplace?
No, but I set small fires in my apartment sometimes.
Well, good thing I know.
Firefighter. Oh my God. They can like put your whole body over their shoulder and like carry you downstairs.
That was the thing is like, I also know firefighters, according to the internet, are notorious fuckboys because they're like built to like save lives. A, they got God complex. B, they're around dudes 24/7. So they've got like just bro energy.
Yum, yum.
And then their schedules are crazy.
Because
the guy I was friends with, became friendly with, he works on 2 straight days, no sleep, 4 days off, 2 days on. And I know that's only 6 days. I don't know what happened to the other one.
He was skiing. And on the 7th day, God skied.
And the God complex. So that, and like apparently the internet says that like the most toxic couple, but like cannot stay away from each other, is a firefighter and a girl nurse. Like, both of their schedules are chaos. Like,
and nurses, oh my God.
Always tired. Do not even say anything about nurses, you fucking cunt. I saw you winding it up. Nurses are crazy. They're crazy lovers.
I was going to say nurses are the best people. They're better. They're better than doctors. Just ask them.
It goes flight attendants, nurses for me. My favorite people.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting. Flight attendants.
Talk about vacation hookup, am I right?
No, you see, I see them as like carriers of disease.
That's what you should be calling yourself, Zachary. Oh my God, trying to come for flight attendants.
No, I just think I picture them as bopping around.
Yeah, they
way
bopping
too much.
Oh.
And picking up things, delivering them overnight.
Well, they're not FedEx.
They're Amazon Prime shipping throat gonorrhea.
So yeah, I knew I didn't want to hook up with him, but I texted you being like, we should do vacation hookups because thinking back, what a journey it's been.
Here's a little insider thing, a little peek behind the curtain. Whatever topic it is, Kelsey's currently going through it. Like I guarantee you, she's gonna be like, we should do like yeast infections and having them at the Cheesecake Factory. Oh my God, that's come in my throat.
It's so specific and hilarious.
I'm just saying, you're
absolutely right. Every
like, what
episode,
about pierced nipples and like the infections
and like the horrors of Starbucks workers,
or like how to date a firefighter. I'm like, okay, sure.
Zach has never said no, by the way. So shout out to Zach.
Wink, wink. Come to the Philly show.
Okay, so I wrote some pros and cons of my opinion of vacation hookup.
Okay, I have mine all. Wrote mine down, but I'll just supplement.
I have the list later, the rules.
Oh.
So I was just going to give you like what I think are like the reasons why we should and shouldn't.
And can I interject?
That's a podcast.
Well,
That's a podcast. Pros. Tell me you don't have extra hormones on vacation.
Yeah, of course. Vacation horny is like, I started getting horny this morning because I'm going to be in an airport in like 2 hours. I'm fully nude. Check out the YouTube.
It's in 4K. You can see my cat's butthole. Yeah.
There's the thing, like airports. Like, ooh, guys are in comfy clothes in airports.
Gray
sweatpants. They're like, defenses are down. They've gone through TSA. No one's carrying a gun for sure.
For sure. We know you're safe. At least no knives on you.
Yeah, it's like, where are you going?
Wait, where are you off to?
You leaving or coming or going?
Coming. That was my next point. The pro, you get to leave it.
Oh, my God.
Where you leave it. You both have a what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas mentality.
Okay, wait. I want you to speak for all women.
All of them.
Do you have that mentality?
On vacation? Absolutely not. We eat, pray, love it. We go like, I'm going to leave this here. And then you think about them the second you're gone. Hoping they text you the entire time.
Great.
But I like to believe that we leave it where we leave it.
Sure.
But you're also more willing to hook up with people you wouldn't normally hook up with because it's vacation. You're like, I don't care. I'm never going to see this person again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like trying a local cuisine. Like, we don't have this in LA. We don't have bearded surfer dick we have surfer dick, skier dick.
Snow dick.
Yeah.
Also, the environment, there's nothing like a sunset or a mountain moonlight. There's something about like being out of your ordinary dirty bar or local Chili's date night that gets me fucking going. Let's do it on the fucking roof. Who cares?
One word. Hotel. There is nothing inherently hornier.
Get the cum out of your throat. You're supposed to be on prep, bitch.
I am on prep. That's why I'm guzzling cum.
Hey, 7:30 in the morning.
Hotel. There's just nothing sexier.
Ho. Tell me about it.
Girl, I'm a gunna. There's just something. I always try to get two queen beds.
Put the cum on the ceiling for all I care. Fucking.
So fucked up because we are staying in those rooms.
Yes.
So it's like, you know you. You got to know where there. The cum is gone.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I sleep like a baby.
If it's a nice hotel, a hotel bed.
But I agree that, okay, so all this encompasses, you are a different version of yourself on vacation.
I am elite plus prime 2.0 on vacation.
Okay.
I didn't wear makeup for 3 days. Bitch, you would have thought I was Heidi Klum. I was walking down that fucking ski slope, not skiing for some reason.
And everyone was looking at me.
Yeah, they were like, not what's I'm in makeup, up with her? But
I was walking down a ski hill.
I'm DeLulu. I'm out my mind.
I will say, when I picture all these guys like fucking like drooling to help you out, I thought you were like Euphoria makeup, crop top, ski jacket, like little like puffy, like furry ears.
No, this is what I said after I fell when I met my new friends. I said, even I wasn't sexually attracted to myself anymore. Like the fall was so embarrassing.
Oh, sure.
It was so bad that I wanted to leave my own body and get out of there. I was like, ew, get up, ew.
I can make you feel so much better.
Go on.
When it comes down to embarrassing ski moments.
How do you have a ski moment?
Well, because my friend who I was in love with and we're just friends.
Oh,
his family had a place in Mammoth. So we would go up there.
Why aren't we friends with this person still?
We are actually.
Oh,
we are.
Okay.
But we would go mountain biking in the spring and snowboarding in the.
You've never been on a mountain bike.
Oh, Kelsey, I have. And I've basically cried the entire way down a mountain.
Hold on.
I know.
This is really the episode where I realize we are not as close as I thought we were. Because you making fun of all the shit, the crazy dangerous sport and et cetera activities that I do. And you got on a mountain bike.
Yeah, I did it in my 20s. I was still drinking and doing drugs.
It's like when you remind me all the time that you have a motorcycle and I'm just like, that's
9
a different person.
Years. Yeah, okay. You never knew that person.
I never. And I don't want to.
You know what's really crazy is when we did that non-airing pilot of Dating No Filter, I still had my motorcycle. And then I got the car right before we started filming.
Wow.
You were my good luck charm. But it was my second time ever snowboarding. Uh-huh. I was on like the, I guess, bunny slopes, like the very easy ones. Crashed into a group of kids. I knocked them down, like pins in a bowling alley and took them all out.
Oh, Zachary, no, because here's what you don't understand. The only thing more idyllic and angelic than like God themselves is children and snow puffers.
Oh, I know, honey. I knocked them all down that hill.
What? Did they cry? What happened? Were you like, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry. The instructor was like, come on.
Dude, that instructor, his whole life flashed before his eyes are responsible.
Yeah, of course. No, listen. I still live with this. Obviously, hurt, but like,
uh-huh.
Kelsey was horrible. But I was like coming down from Molly and like trying to impress a boy. Like a lot was on my plate.
This is the first time I've ever been like, don't tell that story on the podcast. Don't take it back.
Okay, we can edit it out.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. This finally puts you on my level.
This is just a reminder of me
being human.
Drugs and alcohol.
Honestly, this is what you talk about when you said you didn't want to talk about anything serious on this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so going back to the pros.
Yeah.
The next part was it usually involves booze. Now, I am sober. You are sober. But even just the feeling, the mountain high, the other person maybe you're hooking up with, you're usually having a booze moment. So you're both inhibitions down. Who cares what fucking happens? Yeah, put a finger in my ass. I don't give a shit.
You have severanced yourself.
Yes.
You have turned into
reference.
A different person.
Yes.
You
what happens on the outside? None of your business.
None of your business. My butthole's on vacation, too.
Amen, sis. Check it out in 4K on our new podcast channel, youtube.com/KelseyDara. Mm. Also, I put ballsy moves, which is just like, mm-hmm. I find myself being like, I'll walk up to anybody on vacation.
I get it.
I will be like, who fucking cares?
I get it.
I will never see this person in 5 minutes if I don't want to.
That's, again, why the gay cruise for me is almost a danger zone.
Because you have to see them again.
Well, I was going to say because ballsy moves, because like it's the guy's gay. He's gay for sure. I'm not even guessing because I'm on vacation other places. I'm like, is he gay? He's looking at me, but I'm staring at him. So maybe he's just like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But like they're gay. So like prolonged eye contact, like, okay, and they want to fuck me. Okay, now we're in an elevator alone together.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, Royal Caribbean. What do you expect me to do?
There's hookup spaces everywhere.
Yeah, like elevators.
Never getting an elevator with you again.
Private moving floors.
So the cons, I think, of vacation hookups is what I said as a pro. You're leaving. So sometimes you make a connection and you're like,
No. But it can't be trusted.
It can't be trusted.
The connection cannot be trusted.
I like that.
It cannot be trusted.
Because
what did I just say?
Nothing is normal.
The severance thing. You are not talking to the real person.
That's why prison friendships never last on the outside. It's a one and done. It's a environmental. It's a you and me know what this is.
So I think I would have had that prison mentality in like grade school if I knew more about life. Because I've never been a work friend person. Like when I had like gigs and or like jobs, I was like, we are just waiting tables. I don't really
want to talk to you.
I don't think we have anything in common.
Well, it's an energy suck.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But prison, interesting. I was debating going, but I guess I won't know.
These are the moments where I'm pissed that you're so funny. Because I'm like, that's a fuck. And I'm pissed happy. I'm pissed happy for you that you're so funny.
She's pissing everywhere. She's pissed mad. She's pissed happy.
Another con. You gotta watch out for liars. The way that you don't know who I am and I don't know who you are. You could be telling me anything you want. And guess what? I have definitely fucking lied when I'm on vacation hooking up with someone. What do I do? Psh, government worker.
Oh.
What's my name? Riley.
Oh, yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
I lie about stuff like that to Uber drivers still. I don't want to talk about my life.
What do you say? You're an accountant?
I say I'm an assistant.
Ah.
I'm just going. My boss is in like the medical supply field. I'm just there to like kind of help and make sure things move smoothly.
Wow, you really are good at that.
Yeah, because no one gives a fuck about the assistant to a medical supply company.
Then I also put as a con the same thing that was in the pro. Booze involves no condoms always. You're doing shit. You're doing dumb fucking shit because you're drunk as shit.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't care. Let this man in Portugal put a baby in me. Why do I? I don't care. No, you can't get pregnant on vacation.
Dual citizenship.
Hey, a cultured baby.
I think, okay, that's like such a booze exists outside of vacation, though.
Yes.
So I think that's like, it's not like the bartender's like taking the condoms from you in exchange for the drinks.
No, but you're also just like, I didn't bring a condom. Did you?
Oh, you are like, yeah. What happens in Vegas?
Yeah.
But like what happens in Portugal?
Yeah.
Which I love. That. Oh, yeah. Do it for the story. Honestly, I think that's a pro.
It's a do it for the plot, but be safe. Be as safe as you can deal with later.
From the girl who threw her body down a hill.
I regret it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I just highlighted a couple of my favorite vacation hookup stories. If you have any, please let us know. But the first thing I put was I was looking at my list of people I slept with, which yes, I do keep a list. Girls on vacation, way more down.
On vacation.
Oh, yeah.
You mean compared to their day-to-day life?
Yeah, like
guys
here,
are down both places.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Girls are like, I'm on vacation. I'm drunk at a bar. Woo! Like, woo. So I one time slept with a engaged woman on her bachelorette party. And her husband were fans of mine.
You and wrote a pilot about this?
No.
Okay.
But I did write a pilot that was about a wedding and hookups, and it did get into Sundance. No bragsies.
Whoa.
She called her husband and was like, well, her fiance, and was like, I'm with Kelsey Darrow. We're both obsessed with her. Can I please hook up with her? And the husband was like, fuck yeah, go. So that was fun. It was in a ski town.
Are they still together or did you ruin the marriage?
No idea.
Damn.
I leave it on vacation, baby. It ain't for me to know.
They're probably listening right now masturbating furiously.
Listen, call me if you want to. The first guy to ever go down on me was in vacation.
What?
In England. Shout out to Adam. British guys have a special place in my heart for that.
Wait. How old were you?
16.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I had had sex before I'd had someone go down on me.
I had sucked a dick before I kissed a boy.
I had had sex with a girl before I had sex with a boy.
Good for us.
Good for us. Breaking the norms. I didn't have sex with this person, but when I was like 15, I hooked up with a guy on a cruise whose dad like owned all the Nordstroms in the world. I don't know if he was like Mr. Nordstrom or like.
Talk about getting a baby in you.
I fucked up. I don't even think I had my period then.
don't give me excuses.
Okay. In Ireland, I was hooking up with a dude. I was on top. He said, spit on me. So I like spit on him a little bit and he went like, no, fucking spit on me. So I like hocked.
No.
Oh, bitch.
No, not a loogie.
A loogie.
Is that what he wanted?
Yep.
And he, it wasn't in his mouth.
Oh, it was on his face, like mouth, face, like general area.
I'm sorry.
Hot.
No.
I loved it.
Not a loogie. That is snot.
Yeah. I felt so powerful.
That is not okay.
Goodbye.
Did he have a huge wiener? I feel like Irish guys have big dicks.
It was good. I remember being like, and he
was
tall.
Can you confirm?
Comment below. The one not so great, it's a great story, but it was not great sex. I don't remember it at all. Was
great start.
I was snowed in at a ski town and I had to get back to work because this is when I still worked at BuzzFeed. Like my boss was like, I don't know, figure it out. I was like, the airport's literally closed. So I got on a Greyhound bus in the middle of the night to go from like Wyoming to fucking whatever's next to Wyoming to go to the next airport. And there was one other guy on the bus and I brought like a bottle of Jack and we were just pounding it. And it turned out he was a doctor and he was
on
hot.
A bus. No, I call bullshit.
There was no airports.
Oh, okay.
He literally got on a bus with me and was like, yeah, I'm trying to get out of here.
He could have been a bad doctor.
He was drinking like one. And
he's like, I got surgery in the morning.
We went like 3 hours on this bus in the middle of the night through mountains. We got off at a motel. We got the nicest room in a fucking motel in the middle of Montana.
Great.
And we played like one game of pool and then like boned until, I don't know, 6 a.m. when we both got back on this bus to take us to the airport. And it was like the grossest, floppiest, like the motel room stank. Like it was just not great. And I was like, I need to never see you again. I never want to think about this night.
And then you rode together, like hungover.
And then I threw up on the plane.
Dr. Seaman.
Threw up on the plane. Yeah.
Wait, okay, but there's also like an indie film version of this that's so hot.
Ooh.
Are you kidding?
I like that.
You're the bad girl who has to get back to her internet job and he has to go operate on his wife and he doesn't think she's gonna make it.
Guys, hire Zach to write your movies. Okay, did you write your rules?
Yeah.
Are you just going to mentally expand?
I know. I travel a lot.
Okay. Here are now Zach and Kelsey's official medical dictionary textbook.
Okay, sure.
Rules of vacation hookups, do's and don'ts. If you can't pronounce their name, make sure you can at least moan it correctly.
Oh, you went funny.
Bonus points if you learn something sexy in their language.
Wow. Okay, I love that.
Like, you don't have to even remember their name, but like if you're in a foreign country that speaks a different language, like
pick something up.
Throw some culture on that bitch.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
I should learn "May I suck your dick" in every language.
What? Dude, that would be the best TikTok.
Oh, now we're on rule number two.
Sunscreen is your way in. Okay.
Getting people to lube up your back.
Here's the thing. If someone asks for your consent to put on sunscreen, like, hey, you want me to put sunscreen on your back? Or like if they're like, oh, hey, would you mind putting sunscreen on mine? They understand consent and boundaries, and that's your husband.
Oh, wow.
So use sunscreen as a way in.
Okay.
It's
maybe
also,
there's an app for that. Like, burnt.
Burnt. If you are
if
Irish.
You've been burnt before.
Find people willing to
never
put
get burnt again.
Sunscreen on your back.
Uh-huh.
It's also a good icebreaker. Be like, hey, just, you're getting a little burnt.
Could you get my gooch? Could you get my taint? Please.
Only Zach would say that.
And I can't reach it.
It actually makes sense.
I'm a baby.
Okay. Look out for people who are adventurous with the local cuisine, because if they're adventurous with their food and like their excursions on vacation, they're probably willing to be a little bit cray cray in the bedroom.
I just realized this is like a return to BuzzFeed for you.
What?
This is like a BuzzFeed listicle.
Oh yeah. This would be such a funny video.
Yeah.
And listen, you can take the girl out of BuzzFeed. Also, if he's willing to try like something food wise crazy,
yeah,
or she, they're probably gonna,
or they,
they're probably canceled. Doing something in the bedroom crazy, because if they're like in Singapore and they're having chicken nuggets, you're going to get chicken nugget sex.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Wait, is that true?
Yeah.
I want to say I've hooked up with some like, cause that to me is like, oh, if he's dumb, he might be better at this thing.
But like if you're on a walking tour,
I will say
you're not fucking that guy.
I doubt chicken nuggets eats ass.
Exactly. And just take that clip out of context. No one fucking knows what this podcast is about. And for me, finally, the number one rule is they have to respect the local culture. Like if they're willing to embrace new experiences,
sure.
They don't talk shit about the people. They're willing, like they have a passion for learning about other places in the world.
Respect.
Suck them. Absolutely have sex with them.
Those are great.
Thank you. Do you have any to add?
Yes. First of all, this is more like, okay, you can't ditch the people you're on vacation with to go hook up with someone.
What?
So
this, red flag for me as a friend.
This is, okay, no. Of course. But like if you and I, and I only say this because me and my sister did Europe. We bounced around some countries. And like, I did hook up once, but I did not want to leave my sister to go hook up with someone.
Me and my sister are like, hope you live. Hope your organs don't get sold on the black market. See you tomorrow.
Interesting. Okay, maybe this one doesn't hold water then. But I don't like the concept of being on vacation with someone and them feeling maybe super second fiddle to...
Well, you have to have that talk.
Yeah.
Is it a girl's trip where you're all trying to get dick? Is it like you're with some married friends? You're with some new mom friends?
Oh, if I'm third, fourth wheeling or whatever, I'm going.
Like,
I'm leaving whenever I want to.
Sure. But if you went, like if me and you went somewhere,
yeah,
I'd be like, go fuck.
Totally.
I'll be here. But if I'm with my best friend, Lacey, who has two kids, never gets to go out anywhere, and we're in Paris, I'm not leaving her.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was also saying don't let it detract from the vacation itself.
Ooh,
so like it
big.
And I say this because one of my stories was I went to Thailand with two of my gay guy friends for 10 days. We were in Bangkok 10 days.
That's too long to be in Bangkok.
Well, we did day trips.
Oh, okay.
But this one, we like all paid for like this, like it was like a bus and then a boat ride. It was like a whole day thing. And we got so hammered. We all went home with different boys. No. And then I woke up in this like blackout curtain room and I looked at my phone. We had to be at like our hotel lobby at 7 a.m. It was like 9:02. We also did not have internet between, we were on Wi-Fi in places. So I was on Wi-Fi there and I texted my friend Nate. I was like, Nate, I messed up. And he goes, me too. And so our third friend went on this day trip by himself.
No.
No, actually, I think he took an Australian boy that he had met. But like,
oh, okay. It all worked out.
Me and my other friend just didn't come back to the Airbnb that night.
That's scary.
And so I had my other slutty gay friend come. I was at a resort, like a gay resort. Sometimes I miss waking up and being like, I wonder where I am.
Oh, Zachary.
Well, because in that one, it was a really good surprise. The guy was pretty rich. We were getting like fresh pineapple juice vodkas like by the pool and stuff all day. And it was gay. So I was like, okay, this is kind of better than that temple we were going to go to.
You wake up and you're like, how do I want to experience the day? Where am I?
Yeah.
Like, what country am I in? Where's city?
Well, and there's usually, obviously, male is like a great thing to look for the name. But like, we're in a hotel. So I was like, there's no male here. So I was like, Hey
you cutie patootie.
But anyway, try not to let it detract from
experiencing what you went on the vacation for. And also, we say this as two very seasoned vacation hooker uppers. Be safe. Like, we're joking around a little bit, but like, also be fucking safe on vacation.
My third one was don't go to their place ? Yeah, it's like, or like the don't go to a second location thing. Like,
fuck them in the bathroom at the bar if you got
bathroom at the bar, or like your hotel.
Yeah.
Because you've left like DNA and stuff.
And where you can like give a nod wink to the door guy being like, hey, Bruce, if you don't see me in 20 minutes,
join.
I did text the athlete though when the two guys pulled over to help me get the car out, and I gave them their descriptions and like what their names. I was like, just in case I go missing.
Oh, this just part of my, there was a time when I was texting my sister, my poor little sister, 5 years younger than me.
We love you.
pictures of license plates and addresses and fronts of houses. Cause it'd be like 3 a.m. I'm in Vegas. I mean, I'm in wherever, and I'm going over to some guy's house and I'm like, just in case. Like,
the fix is leave your Find My on for the whole vacation.
Well, I want to say, when did Find My Friends like become a thing? Because this is when I was like,
no, not recent. It was recent. Yeah, this was recent. Like, now there's no reason you should not be able to find your friends morning.
I'm sharing location. I'm sharing location with you. Someone who I like would feel comfortable lying to you about where I was, but still allowing you to like see that I'm not in that place.
You know, this episode really taught us a lot. It taught me that I don't know you at fucking all. Like, who did I sign up to do a podcast with? I don't know. Find out at our Chaos and Kisses tour, New York City, February 6th, Philly, February 7th, tickets at confidentlyinsecure.com. Zachary.
I think that's it.
Have fun on your vacation.
I will.
You better get so many stories and come back with updates.
I'm going to come back with this comeback.
Goodbye.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.